last night, about 5:30, we had multiple agencies, Bryan Police Department, College Station, Brazos County Constables Precinct 2, Texas Department of Public Safety, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation assisting our drug enforcement team. They executed two narcotic search warrants at the same time. And one of those was on in the 1300 block of North Parker, and the other one was in the 4600 block of Northwood. Now, during the search of those residents, what we came up with was a lot of narcotics. We came up with methamphetamines, cocaine, crack cocaine, and marijuana with the approximate street value of about $37,000. We also recovered a stolen gun out of Conroe and seized three customized cars, which were, we believe, were purchased through those narcotic sales.
And how did all this begin?
It's been a lengthy investigation from our drug enforcement team. You know, I'm not really at liberty to give out details on, you know, their involvement in that.
$37,000 worth of illegal drugs. How significant is this type of quantity that was found?
That's a very significant amount of quantity. I mean, it's, you know, we typically get a usable amount of quantity here and there, and then every now and then we'll get, you know, some larger quantities. But this was definitely a large enough amount, and the way it was packaged to, you know, lead us to the conclusion that he is selling these narcotics.
Are the people who were arrested those who are direct sellers to those who are users, or is this something a little further up the food chain?
These are both subjects were arrested for manufacture and delivery of controlled substance. And what that definition means is that they were actually selling those narcotics.
To other sellers or to users or both? Or
well, the investigation is still ongoing, so those details have not been given to me.
Were those who were arrested or anybody else that might have been there at the time the search warrants were executed cause any problems for your law enforcement people?
No, it was very uneventful. You know, we went in, did the search warrant, and without resistance.
Not too long ago, there were some search warrants executed by other federal agencies where people came out and spacesuits or hazardous material outfits, that sort of thing. Was that the case in these two locations?
No, this is totally unrelated to their investigation and was not, we did not need to take those precautions.
If you would care to identify those who were arrested and on what charges?
Yes, Roy Arivalo Sr., age 40, was arrested for manufacturing and delivery of controlled substance. Also his son, Roy Arivalo Jr., age 17, was also arrested for manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance.
I'm guessing that the investigation continues.
Yes, the investigation is still continuing, and we anticipate some additional charges being filed on the two that were arrested, as well as potentially some other arrests.